If you had to pick one of your two tracks to play as part of this podcast, which one would it be?
In light of the anti-Asian racist violence that's been occurring in the so-called United States, I would have to say that To Carry On and On would be the song to play, because it's a song about Asian diaspora. It's about facing racism, and it's really like a gesture towards the movements to dismantle white supremacy and ultimately liberate everyone.
This is Going Underground, a podcast from the music and arts blog yorkcalling.co.uk. I'm your host Graham Smith, and this week I'm joined by two artists from the Sunday Someday compilation. The project is a collaboration between Get Better Records and Little Amps Coffee, and is raising money for, among other things, the LGBT Center of Central Pennsylvania. I asked Koji Shiraki of the band Koji about the center.
There's so much to say about our community in Central Pennsylvania, not all of it positive. And I was so blessed to have a music scene to grow up in, but for those of us in the music scene, we didn't have queer spaces. So for us approaching this project in partnership with other community organizations, we're really excited to be creating more access to the LGBT Center through acoustic treatment. Because I think for our communities, the road to collective liberation is through disability justice. And we want to make the LGBT Center, as the world sort of reopens, we want to make it accessible for all people. This project is not like so much just a charity project, but more of like, it's more of a community relationship. You know, we're not just handing down money, but we've found a space, like a wood shop, to build the acoustic treatment. Some of the artists are going to be building the treatment ourselves and installing the treatment, and then working on the programming at the center. So it's a real community effort. And I think that that's what benefits need to look like going forward, is less raising money and awareness, but actually like more and deeper relationships.
Also on the record is the UK band Nervous, and M. Forster of the band joined us to tell me how she and her band got involved.
I met Koji back on tour in 2019. We spent a couple of weeks together touring Europe, which was great. It was interesting. It was just me and Koji in the van, so it was quite like, you know, a way to get to know someone. But it was an interesting couple of weeks. But yeah, so me and Koji have stayed in contact ever since. We were due to be on tour in April of last year, which obviously didn't happen because of the pandemic. Yeah, we decided to start meeting up on Sundays with everyone who was due to be on tour. The project came out of that. So it was born of community rather than being like we became friends because of a record. Like, we were friends and decided to do this together.
We just decided to get together once after the tour to sort of, like a lot of people, just pick up the pieces and make sense of our lives that we're going to be and we're no longer. We've decided after that first week just to get together every week and have it be a space for creativity, but also like care. You know, processing the uprisings that were going on along with the pandemic, and to support each other in everyday issues. You know, that virtual space of care led us to think about the world that, you know, moving forward, and as we're meeting in person again, what should the world be looking like? And for us, that's physical spaces where we're able to be culture, to have creative space and community care space now that we're moving off the screens.
You've each got two tracks on the compilation. I mean, what was the decision-making process like to choose which tracks were featured?
Yeah, so my songs were written for people who have been living through pandemic. Some of us wrote different songs or like re-envisioned songs or had songs recorded. But for me, my songs were written at the beginning of pandemic and recorded in isolation. So we're doing postal service style, like mailing tracks back and forth and making it happen.
The tracks that we put on it, likewise, were written during pandemic, recorded remotely, sending tracks back and forth. So Jack's up in Northumberland, Lucinda's in Yorkshire, Paul's in Watford, and I'm in Kent. So it's like none of us have really seen each other since the beginning of pandemic, and everything was put together separately. Lyrically, it all touches on that as well.
At the top of the show, I asked Koji what track he thought we should play as part of the podcast. I asked the same question of Em, and here's her answer.
I think I'd have to choose Love Thy Neighbour, not because I think it's any better or think it's any much more worth highlighting. I wrote that song from inside being locked down, and the perspective is very much looking out and feeling frustrated about the way in which built environments and language and culture and the way we're taught how to view the world separates us, whether it be gentrification or the school system or class or anything like that. And just trying to tackle that in a way through song is not necessarily the most effective way of doing it, but I do think it's something that people don't necessarily think about so much, especially in the UK with there's all of these loans going to towns to get them back on their feet and stuff. Where that money goes, it won't go to the most impoverished people in communities. It'll go to stuff that attracts investors, and trying to keep that in mind coming out of pandemic.
And it would be remiss of me not to mention the other element of this project, which is a limited edition coffee courtesy of Little Amps Coffee. I mean, how did they get involved in supporting this project?
Yeah, Little Amps is also in Pennsylvania. You know, obviously they're called Little Amps, and music is such a huge part of their identity. Them as a company are really thinking about how can they be a platform, especially, again, moving out of pandemic. What can their company look like? What projects can they be involved in? And how can they commit in a long-term way? So this is the first of many projects where they've been so great about me bringing ideas to them, like putting a food pantry and a community fridge to just have free food for the neighborhood, while also highlighting the systemic conditions that create hunger. So for them to be a partner here, they were really excited to work with us in finding a coffee that was a co-op sourced coffee that is the most, you know, equitable and ethical coffee sourcing that's available. Again, at every step of this record and every project that's happening around it, we've been trying to have a rigor and attention to detail about putting community first. They were just really excited to be able to tell a coffee story alongside this music project that really encapsulates the sort of growing we're all trying to do during pandemic. And I hope people will be able to look at this and see people modeling, working in community, and thinking through these ideas together. And for us, like, we're all dreaming of being in the same room. So in the least, we were able to create this coffee. And for everyone that has been supporting the project that we'd love to play a show for, you know, there'll be a point where we'll be able to get together. For now, we're going to be able to enjoy the same delicious coffee and experience it over Zoom together.
My thanks to Koji and Em for being this week's guests. The Sunday Someday compilation is available to order via Bandcamp, and more information can be found at sundaysomdayrecord.com. I hope you'll join me again next week when I'll be chatting to Oliver Emmett of Dutch bedroom pop band Molino. See you then.